Tampa Show.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
Your game.
It's the Mike O'Mara.
It's way on, baby.
Way on, baby. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're going to have our final buzz of the afternoon in a second. But without further ado, it's been Big Mother all day, Big Mother 2008. Please bring in the mothers. Here they come in.
And here they are.
Beth Ann McBride with the, what do we call this? The treasure chest?
The Big Mother treasure chest.
The hot box.
All right, Rob, we need,
I know, we got the music.
We need the tension music, too.
I didn't realize
Let's bring in Hillary, Amy, Jenny, Mandy, and Laura, and also Brookie, the rookie.
Here's Jenny.
Our alternate.
Laura.
Now, everybody, including the alternate, voted, correct?
Hillary.
All the moms in here?
Amy.
Ladies, I want to mention to all of you that you all receive a $50 gift card from ProFlowers.com. Yay! ProFlowers.com, perfect for Mother's Day or any time. Gift cards redeemable at ProFlowers.com. You will also all receive a pregnancy massage from the Red Door Spa this Mother's Day. Wrap her in luxury.
Nice.
With Red Door Spa packages, they come beautifully gift boxed with an exclusive spa robe. Nothing says thank ye.
Thank ye.
Like the gift of sheer relaxation from Red Door Spas. Now, our runner-up will receive an LG V phone, the official phone of Iron Man from Verizon Wireless. That's Mandy or Laura. Whoever the winner is, if it's, you know, you will actually win that phone. Is that the way it works? No, that's not the way it works because we could have an upset here, right? The final two, whoever gets the most votes next to our winner will receive the phone.
Right.
All right, here we go. Are you ladies ready? Did you have fun? Was it worth it?
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. All right. Now, this is not like Survivor when we're voting for who you voted off.
Right.
This is who you vote to,
win
the money.
To be the Big Mother.
And Mike, you get to be Probst.
All right, hold on a second. I'm going to put this on my lap.
Buzz,
I wish I was standing up, Buzz? Like Probst.
Yes, I will.
Here's our first vote.
Yes.
The first vote for who will win the $1,000 goes for Mandy.
Mandy. Mandy won.
Our second. She didn't win yet.
No, I won O-N-E.
One vote.
It's bad semantics.
Okay, one vote.
You're
going to
confuse people.
Not me.
Our second vote goes for Mandy.
Ah, two votes for Mandy.
For Mandy.
How you feeling right now, Mandy?
About to go on a roller coaster.
Like you're about to go on a roller coaster. Our next vote is for Laura.
Ooh, Mandy two. Laura has one vote.
Well said, Rob.
Thank you.
We
now
have
my
a tie.
Semantics.
Our next vote is for Laura.
Laura.
Ooh, a tie so far.
Two all.
$1,000 winner on Big Mother 2008 is Mandy.
Mandy!
Mandy! Congratulations, Mandy.
How exciting.
Mandy, step up to the microphone. How do you feel?
Like I just won $1,000.
Oh, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Good job, Mandy. And Laura, you are the runner-up. You get an LG V phone, the official phone of Iron Man, from Verizon Wireless. You'll be able to communicate with all your babysitters and have fun. Anything you'd like to say to your fans?
No, this was a great experience. It was a lot of fun, and I'm very glad I did it.
Ladies,
thank you.
You all are to be congratulated. We love you all.
You were great.
Enjoy your flowers. Enjoy your pregnancy massage.
Yes.
I wish you safe and happy babies.
Yes.
And I hope you stay healthy. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Beth Dan, get them out of here.
They all have to call in when they give birth.
Yes, please call in and let us know what happens with your pregnancy.
Oh, and look.
Yeah. Oh, well, get a hug.
Thanks
for having us. Thank you very much, sweetie.
We have roses for
our winner. Thank you. Oh, roses. Oh, we've got roses.
The
oh, and they all get little gift bags from the Red Door Spas. Thank you.
That's nice.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
I'll be around.
Thank you all very much. Thank you, Mandy.
Thank you,
Laura.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jenny. Thank you, Amy. Thank you, Hillary. Thank you, Brookie Rookie.
I'm bringing
Please bring us some gumbo. We would appreciate that.
Love the gumbo.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that. Bye-bye. Bye, Brooke. Thanks a lot.
Bye, Brooke.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Matt,
everybody.
Thank you for nothing. Thank you. Bye.
He was fine.
Yes, fine.
Fine.
Very quickly, our final buzz of the afternoon. Here's Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Mike. Democratic leaders in Washington and across the country are saying to each other what they won't say to Hillary. Don't dream. It's over.
It's over, baby.
She, of course, says she's in it till there's a nominee. But there can't be more than a couple more weeks left in her campaign. The math, the money, and the momentum go to the other guy. So to hang on at this point makes Hillary, as one young observer wrote in his blog, the psycho ex-girlfriend of the Democratic Party. California Senator Dianne Feinstein, who's backed Clinton all the way.
Gosh, lighten up, guys.
Oh, yeah,
now asking for an immediate and specific outline of what Hill's campaign plans are now.
Yeah, she's the one that was the super Hillary supporter, too.
Right.
I love it when Rob plays the dreaming music.
Barack Obama says Hillary should stay in the race as long as she wants, and the talk of a dream ticket is surfacing again.
Dream ticket, baby.
It's about every 9 days that comes up.
Just about, yeah. Henry Paulson's feeling pretty good about himself. As Treasury Secretary, he's in charge of sending out all those economic stimulus tax rebate checks.
Some, I'm sure, will use the checks to help fill up the family car. Others, back to school clothes. So there'll be a wide variety of needs. And we think these checks will make a difference.
We'll see.
There's Thank you.
A word of warning, though. People are trying to steal your money. The IRS has issued a warning about a number of phishing scam emails targeting taxpayers by using fake refunds as bait.
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah, Rob.
The email says you're qualified to get the refund and asks you to fill out an online form to make it happen.
I wonder who'd be at the head of something like
Good
that.
Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic. It's beautiful.
Yeah. I have to go by the post office.
That's beautiful.
Billy Bush.
Billy Bush scam.
What you're really doing if you fill out that form is giving up crucial financial information to a common thief along the information superhighway.
You know, I got a solicitor the other night that was for my heating and air conditioning ducts to do a check.
Yes.
And she called, at, you know, right at like 8 o'clock, the horrible time that they call.
That's when they
and
call.
I completely caught her by surprise because I really do need my heating and air conditioning system.
I
called and she goes, hey, you're a winner. I said that to her, and there's this pause like she's never heard that before.
Right.
I'm going to let you sell that to me.
It shocks
wow.
them.
Thank you. So, really?
It's fun to do that.
I love doing
that. It's fun
That's
to awesome. Do that.
It's fantastic.
You can cut
beautiful.
Your,
That's fantastic, Meredith.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
You can cut your gasoline bills by at least 3% if you keep your highway speeds right around 62 miles an hour.
Oh, I'm not doing that.
This, we're told, is the most fuel-efficient speed for most cars.
Yeah, bite
and,
me.
And as gas prices go up.
Said bite me.
You're off, Mike.
I'm looking for something.
More drivers are, in fact, slowing down. People are doing this.
Mm-hmm.
As long as they can stay out of the left lane, I'm okay with that.
Very good.
Took a page from the airline pilots.
Exactly. And apparently it works for cars as well.
Can't trust those flyboys.
Cars.
More and more highway drivers, including the snowbirds who commute from New England to Florida and back again.
Oh, I love those people. Take the auto train.
They're backing off the pedal to make the trip cheaper.
Oh, God.
This includes truckers whose incomes depend on their fuel costs.
You save fuel if you go faster.
Because you get there in less time.
Only if you're, That's right. Only if you're under 62 miles
an hour. I'm going to make it in 13 hours instead of 14 hours. I'm saving almost a half a tank.
That's right. They do by the hour.
Yes, that's the way it works.
The less gas we all use, the less the demand, which also keeps prices from going up
yeah,
so
quickly.
Yeah,
that's great. Okay, so 62 miles. I say that to all the people going through Fredericksburg. Hallelujah. Yes, sirree. What a saintly trip that'll be, effers.
Welcome to the energy shortage.
Mm-hmm.
Driving something more fuel efficient also helps, but just try to get rid of your gas guzzler.
That's why I drive my motorcycle.
Now that it costs $80 to fill them up, Americans have practically stopped buying SUVs again.
I'm driving in the rain, though.
That's why I bought a golf cart.
New SUV sales are down 23% just in the last month. Even pickup trucks are not selling well.
Get the chip. Make sure you get the chip.
Yeah.
That's what they
oh,
do.
Yeah,
when
sure.
I bought a golf cart, I said, you want the chip?
Oh, yeah.
I said, what's the chip? Chip, make it go faster.
Yeah,
put that chip in there.
Oh,
boom,
yeah.
boom. Yeah,
I'll take two.
Get the chip.
More want ads are appearing from people trying to sell the gas guzzlers they have as the prices
continue. Start in the want ads.
To drop.
It's coming back.
Your voice is doing very well.
Not fantastic, but it's coming back.
No, you're just not a good singer.
Please, welcome, will you, at the luncheon? Hello.
Finally.
I'm your speaker.
Voters may want to think twice about voting for one candidate in the upcoming election. Horace Gresham, who qualified to run as a Republican, was once convicted for sex with a minor.
Horace?
Horace.
Anybody named Horace gets this sound.
The fact that he's running for school board, to quote a fellow Republican, boggles the mind and defies logic.
Mm-hmm.
And in Fort Worth, Texas this week, a Catholic priest was convicted as the chaplain of a women's prison. He'd been taking advantage of some of the inmates sexually.
Peace be with you.
Not him.
His punishment? 4 years in a prison for men.
Ooh.
The predator becomes the prey.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz Burbank. We appreciate that. Our thanks to all of our mothers. They were really fantastic.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. One
really
all.
Nice ladies. We wish them the very best with all of their pregnancies. Also, Steve Ibarra, super delegate. He was actually quite an interesting guy to talk to.
Yeah.
See if he gets to sell his vote for $20 million. Tomorrow, we celebrate our 1 month anniversary.
Yay. Oh yeah, we gotta go shopping.
Yes, the presentation of the gifts. We also welcome porno maker Todd Fligner. He'll be here to talk about his new film, Demons for Hillary.
Fligner.
What a booking.
Wow.
Also, we fall victim to hypnotist Gary Conrad. That's all on one show tomorrow.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak. Our phone screener is Joe Artinger. The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the 10 Centimeters Dilated Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you, keep pushing. I could almost see the head. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody, and
good night.
Good night.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.